A dedicated digital channel sounds like a pretty out-of-this-world birthday gift. And that's exactly what Canadian singer-songwriter Bryan Adams is receiving to ring in the Big 6-5. The BC music icon is helping to launch, and host, his very own Bryan Adams radio channel and Bryan Adams radio show, with the help of iHeartRadio Canada. In addition to marking his milestone birthday, the launch is also timed with the 40th anniversary of Adams' classic rock album, Reckless. The fourth studio album from the superstar, the 1984 album sold 12 million copies worldwide. Noting he is excited for the new project, the Cuts Like a Knife singer offered some insight into what he plans to feature on the streaming channel for fans. "I'm going to be showcasing all kinds of great music in the coming shows, so tune in and rock out," Adams said in a news release. In an interview with Heart Radio host Josie Dye, Adams offered a bit more of a sneak peek into the planned programming. "I've done 4 programs already. And, over half of the show is other people's music. A lot of it is long, hairy rock bands, which is kind of what I love," Adams said. "You'll recognize all the songs, they're all hit songs. It's quite a diverse selection of music. Mostly rock." Pointing to Adams as one of Canada's most beloved musical exports, Sarah Cummings, director of radio content for iHeartRadio, Bell Media, and Orbit Media, says the streaming channel and weekly radio show will offer a glimpse into the sonic world of the singer-songwriter. Listeners can connect with Bryan's catalog, as well as his hand-curated selection of the best songs ever recorded, Cummings says. The channel launch sees the 18-time Juno Awards winner and Grammy Award winner, among good company on the platform with artists like Taylor Swift and Aerosmith featured on iHeartRadio with their own artist radio stations. Adams' streaming channel is available online now at iHeart.com as well as on the iHeartRadio Canada app. Launching in January 2025, the weekly syndicated Bryan Adams radio show, produced by Orbit Media, will offer 3 hours of exclusive content, interviews, stories, special guests, and a blend of some of the greatest music of all time, hosted by Adams himself. In the interview with Dye, conducted from the back of a car en route to an event in Germany, Adams noted the parallels between storytelling for a radio show and storytelling for songs. "Songs are kind of stories. I think radio personalities, people who do that, it's a real craft. A real skill. So, I'll do my best," Adams said. "And, of course, the more I get used to doing this, the better I'll get at it. But, like I say, it's a skill, and I'm still working it out." Giving a little local love to Vancouver at the end of his time with Dye, Adams responded to a question about the place he misses most in Canada. "Right now, I really miss Vancouver because my mom is there," Adams said. "She's 96, and I try to spend as much time with her. Luckily, she's learned how to FaceTime, so I can FaceTime with her every day. Or whenever she wants. But I'd kind of like to be there more with her right now."